I'm Benjamin Payne of the WVIK News. Tomorrow, Moline welcomes a new city administrator. Lisa Cotter has worked in municipal management for a quarter of a century and brings all that experience to her new position in Moline. Most recently, she served as a city administrator in Geneseo. Cotter also spent 17 years as the city administrator of Clintonville, Wisconsin, about 40 miles west of Green Bay. The city will host a welcome coffee event tomorrow at City Hall from 4:30 to 5:30 to give local residents an opportunity to meet the new administrator. She replaces Doug Maxiner, who resigned in mid-January. The 2017 Ag Census is out, and for the first time in 5 years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture gives us a glimpse into large-scale changes in agriculture. WVIK's Madeline Beck reports for Harvest Public Media that the census shows farmers are getting even older and there's more farmland consolidation.
The average age of farmers inched up again this census compared to 2012. It's now about 57 years old, and most farm operators have been at it for a while, an average of 21 years. There are about 70,000 fewer farms than there were in 2012. That said, the U.S. has more farms that are 10 acres or smaller, and more farms with 2,000 acres or more. The millions of data points in the census will affect government funding and programs going forward. It'll also likely affect agribusiness decisions and rural development around the country. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
If you thought your car was dirtier after it rained Thursday, you're right. Michelle O'Neill talked with a scientist to find out why.
A National Weather Service satellite shows strong winds blew dust from the southwest and Mexico into the jet stream. Then it traveled over the Midwest and the dirt fell along with the rain. Meteorologist Alex Gibbs from the Davenport office says it's a unique occurrence, but it does happen.
Essentially, it's just the strong winds that occurred over there lofted the dust, and once the dust got lofted, it got higher in the atmosphere and then got transferred with the jet stream into our area. And then as the rain formed, it probably helped some of the precipitation form. And so as it rained out, it had some of that in it.
The dust even turned up in the snow that fell in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
It was orange. I've seen a picture of this orange cover on top, and somebody wrote dust in the snow, and you could see where they had written the letter D-U-S-T. It was wider underneath that orange.
Gibbs says it reminds him of the Dust Bowl in the 1920s, when dust from out west traveled all the way to the East Coast. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.